The bad boy will win. I'm telling you right now, he's gonna win. Resistance is futile. But this is not necessarily a bad thing. It is a good thing, a liberating thing if you realize it and embrace it. And if she has let the bad boy lose and is coming for you, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Because it's usually not for the reasons you think that she is coming for you. So today's video was inspired by a headline that came up in July, and I'm just now getting to it, and I've been wanting to get to it. So Jeremy Meeks, who if you don't know by name, you certainly know by mugshot, how flattering, has just filed for divorce from his wife, Melissa Meeks, of 8 years. Funny how this is the second Melissa that I've referenced in my videos and has been on the other end of a divorce. Melissa's You Better Learn. So the world-renowned hashtag thug hottie, or Mr. Million Dollar Mugshot as I coined him, was caught making out with Chloe Greene during one of his photo shoot trips overseas recently for his modeling career, and word got back to Melissa, thus ending their relationship. Jeremy cites irreconcilable differences as the reason for the breakup, but when you look at something like this, you never know if that's the case or not. You'll never know the whole story. You just can't. But you know what you need to know, and this is what we need to know, and I'm gonna deliver that to you guys in this video. So you're going to pick a fight, you're going to lose. One of my favorite quotes. And Tyler Durden uttered these words about it, fighting a total stranger in Fight Club, my favorite movie. But even if you're a 10 out of 10 quarterback, the dark hair, James Dean look, as Taylor Swift says, I'm saying you're still going to lose. You think you got the resume, you went to college, you got your bachelor's, you got the MD, it's spotless. But when it comes to attaining a woman against the resume of Jeremy Meeks, you have no shot. So let's look at this real quick. Let's look at his rap sheet. So in 2002, this guy, I think, is 33 right now. So in 2002, he would have been, testing my math right here, about 18. Grand Theft Auto, so he's probably charged as an adult. 2005, identity theft. 2005 to 07, detained on 5 occasions. And in 2014, he rose to prominence, as it says, when he was arrested during an operation ran by Stockton, California police called Operation Ceasefire. What we can take away from this situation, there are 5 things that I've pinpointed from a male and female's perspective that we can look at. So this guy, basically, to give a brief background, he ended up signing 2 modeling contracts when he went into jail. Crazy, right? Into jail. This guy's a deadbeat, drops out at 15, gets 2 modeling contracts in jail, ends up marrying this chick in 2008. This is right after he gets detained on 5 occasions. So that's his 7th arrest, and he gets married. But I have 5 things I want to talk to you guys about today. And number one, this is freedom. This actually means freedom for you guys. Like, I don't know if you see it how I see it, but to see this extreme treatment of a good-looking guy with the nice physical facial features, you don't even see the rest of his body, you just see the face, it's liberating to me. It's like, why even try? So there always is going to be a bad boy in the picture. I've had both my ex-girlfriends, they've both been about the bad guy, bad boy. I have been second place both times to the bad boy that they both dated in the past, and I've always been compared to them in more ways than one. And I'm perceived as boring. And, you know, I take that personally. Like, it hurts, man. But, like, when you realize it and you get past it, you realize that you're better off. And I don't care if you live in a very gentrified part of town or an area where the quintessential bad boy doesn't exist. I kind of grew up in that town. There are still a ton of bad boys. Even if they're not deep down that way, they're going to try to pull off that look. And there are enough of us throughout each area of culture, they will lurk around. And you give 95 out of 100 girls the option to be with a bad boy, regardless of their morals and their background in dating, and I believe that they will go with them. And that will taint them. And the difference between what we see between the bad girls and the girls that may not have had a partner like Meeks is that the girls that haven't, or the girls that are still good or untainted by them, haven't been given the chance. They haven't been tempted. It's like not walking down the ice cream aisle at the grocery store and never having ice cream. But the reason you haven't had it is because you haven't been tempted yet. And then once you are tempted, you see another world. And it's kind of the same thing. And like I said in my video regarding social media addicts, you're not just competing against the tribe anymore. You're competing against billions of people thanks to social media. So for every attractive thing that you do for maybe your girlfriend, there's going to be 100,000 more bad boys that she can fantasize over on Instagram when you're gone at work. okay, or when you're boring her, or when you got her roses again at work. There's going to be 100,000 more guys that she can fantasize over. So save your money and save your effort. Number two, women want the thing or guy that most women want. So compared to men, women are not inherently competitive in the same way that men are. Men are competitive in areas that involve like success or career success or financial success or even, you know, power that's associated. But women are not competitive to the level that men are. But if you've ever noticed a girl fighting over another guy or a girl fighting over a more superior girl because of looks, which has to do with getting guys, bring in mean girls right now, you can see that the competition amongst girls and their search to be the one to bear the child of that guy that appears to be the alpha is just insane. That's when you get the world star hip hop fights, okay? That is what's behind this, all right? I guarantee it. And the you see the most primal instincts to give birth and to attain status in society based on that urge that giving birth to these, giving birth to the kids of these thugs pushes them to. So that's what's behind this. So, you know, when Melissa got married in 2008, she had to compete with a guy that was known in the community in Stockton, California, in Northern Cali, where the gang he was at was known. He was known by, you know, that's his identity. Like, he had to compete amongst the girls there. But she didn't have to compete with the 100,000 likes, the 12,000 shares, and the 26,000 comments that ensued immediately after his mugshot was posted by the Stockton police on Facebook, some of which included marriage proposals and love emoticons, which is absurd. And so when they got married in 2008, she didn't have that. But unlike the time that he got his mugshot taken in 2014, she saw a little bit, you know, things a little bit differently. And she might have seen the fact that he was known as a thug, but still people wanted him and desired him throughout the world. That increased her attraction to him. And so you think that would have been a red flag in 2014 for her to finally dump him and take her one biological kid from him and the two that she had previously with another guy? No, it was actually fuel to stay with him, because seeing that all those women fawn over him at the time, that would be the largest aphrodisiac that she could take. And she probably would do anything to keep him, to get him out of jail, which they did. They raised like over $5,000 within the first 12 days with just these frivolous hashtags. But now she saw herself at the top of the female totem pole. And obviously it didn't hurt that he signed to two modeling contracts in jail. So he had the money coming in, was able to pay off that $1.1 million bail. So now that aphrodisiac pill was taken, and things changed a bit. So number three is the halo effect in relationships and dating. So let's look at Meek's picture. So if you pull that up, you can pretty much pull it up anywhere. It's going to be just riddled throughout the internet. Okay. His facial resume is what I call it. So because that's the only resume that he needed, that, you know, that's it. Like, he didn't need a career resume. The dude dropped out of high school at 15. He probably never had a career-oriented job. If he did, it was manual labor, and if he'd had to work up at that, it would take forever. Probably did a large amount of drugs and alcohol. Probably has killed the guy based on that teardrop tattoo or been involved in it. All he had to do to get that dream job was be arrested and still be in somewhat good physical shape before that alcohol and the drugs took its toll. Because the dude probably wasn't putting in time at the gym. You know that, you know. But this dude, if you go on the internet, you look at his Instagram, like 99% of what he's doing is purely genetic, I'm guessing. Like, he's not jacked or anything, but the dude's, you know, doing backflips and stuff. Attended to some background. But just like the DUI chick that got on bail, I don't know if you've heard about her, thanks to crowdfunding, you can look this up, in Florida. She later received a modeling contract just because of her good looks. You know, you get a DUI, you think my career's over. She later said that I would have never been able to have the money to support the kids, my kids, if I didn't get this DUI. Crazy, right? I didn't get this DUI, I wouldn't be where I'm at. Thanks, Mom, as I'm doing that interview at the end of the Super Bowl. You know what? Meek's got a new lease on life that me and you and anyone else you meet on the street, they want it. And he's known as the hot felon, and this kind of brings into account the halo effect. So I don't know if you guys know what the halo effect is, but if you might have learned this in high school, or I learned it in college intro psych. It's when you have good-looking people that are perceived as more intelligent, they're more successful and more popular just because of their looks. You give a person a second chance or second notice. So when you boil this down to our biological instincts, this is the root of our being. We value whatever means we are more likely to survive by and thrive and pass on our genes. So that means good physical traits. So it also means that you're well-fed, you're well-off economically, you haven't been sick, most likely, too much, and you can hunt deer and run away from lions, you know, if you need to, we're going to reduce it to that level. And the chicks that donated to his cause and tagged their donations with the hashtag hot felon didn't actually realize what they were doing was being drawn to that. And that's all that they're doing. They're being drawn to the fact that they want to be impregnated. And if they know they were to be impregnated by him, then the likelihood of their child to be passed down and to survive and to be healthy was high. The rate was higher. And that's all it is. And realizing this is liberating, because as MGTOW, we don't want to be reduced to that thought. We want to be reduced to what can make ourselves the best that we can be and be in control of ourselves as free individuals. And that is not something that is conscious. That is not a conscious thought to be drawn to a guy like that for that reason. So number four, getting to the fourth of five right here, the soap opera effect is what I call it. So I think that a lot of women, even though they're graduating college and they're getting jobs now, I think that a lot of women still aren't leading lives that are exciting in their eyes. And you see social media taking the place of that. And they confuse exciting for marriage equality in guys. So if that guy's exciting, that means that it would be good marriage quality. So you meet a guy once at the bar, is exciting, you think it would equal good marriage quality. I've seen this many times. And that exciting guys can be married and converted into the man that they want, which is another lie, as long as, you know, she stays hot and sexually active with him just to keep him happy. Just as, this is similar to just like the women that were sucked into tabloid magazines and the backward romance stories of soap operas all day. Women on social media get sucked into the fantasy of Jeremy Meeks as a contrast to the steady, consistent, but perceived as boring and below average husband that they currently have. So this is merely stimulus, and it's no different than women that read romance novels, watch 50 Shades of Grey, or get entranced by the dreamy underwater welder, guitarist, BMX rider that she meets that one night at the bar that may not be any of those things at all, that also taught her pool, you know how that goes. So we don't have enough internal drive in us today to find value and interest in ourselves, and especially out of women, and thus we settle for the spouses we choose and end up fawning over people like Meek. So men, work on yourselves is my message for you from this. So number five is the riot response. So this is kind of a phrase or a term that I used to refer to women when they're responding to some form of mistreatment against one of their girlfriends within their posse. And I've had this happen before. I've had girlfriends of my ex lash out at me for things and like mistreat even my items that I've had around as a result of how I've acted. And you know, as long as that girl hasn't cheated on her with one of her girlfriends or done something slanderous to her, because there's very much an eye for an eye set of politics and then some in female circles, they're going to defend that girl. And so if you scale this back to when he got the mugshot, he had marriage requests coming in at him, and everybody, all the girls were like, oh, this is great, we're going to get together and have a slumber party and talk about this. Women were all over him. But if you do the one thing that truly defies girl code rules and calls women to each other, it's cheating on your wife or the girlfriend. And that's what happened here. So the same people that were all over him in 2014 are likely the ones calling him the biggest scumbag of earth today. And until you as a man do something against women at any point, you are flawless. That's why if you see the guy that stays to a distance, the mysterious man as they're called, the one that girls don't know much about but they think is dreamy, probably interesting and good in bed, that guy remains interesting and he remains attractive. It's like the Alfred Hitchcock effect. So the more that you leave to the imagination, the more scary something is going to be. And that, in this case, the more flawless and attractive. So Meeks was in a position where he could do no wrong. He couldn't, you know, could get away with murder, and probably did, literally. So, but after the leak of the infidelity, his wife, a registered nurse, an attractive one, she like hashtags it, "Queens are born in July and it's my birthday month." Just for that, she gets 4,300 likes, about 1,300 comments, which is support mostly from women. And men may be supportive of other men if they see that one of their friends get in a situation where their wife cheats on them, but it's not going to be in a public display like this. And the same women ultimately wishing to be his wife are now the ones ridiculing him, and there's no self-reflection, only lust. And it takes two to tango, my friends. She did an interview, follow-up interview, read his resume, and requested a LinkedIn follow, and still married the felon. People will very rarely change when they get married. It's on her as well. So just sending that message to the MGTOW community and beyond, it takes two to tango. So I hope you got something out of this video, guys, and the 5 points regarding the inevitability of the bad boy winning. Stay away from it. It's going to be there. You're always going to have to compete with it, just like your girlfriend having the opportunity to post pictures of herself on the Instagram at all times, and you having to compete with all those bodybuilders that she's trying to hit up. So if you made it to the end, I'm astounded. And if you want to let me know that you did, please type hoodies up in the comment section below. I will respond to you, give you a thumbs up. Please like, comment, subscribe, and punch on that bell for me, as I want to be able to reach you guys directly and to continue to spread the liberating power of MGTOW. Hoodies up, hoodie out.